As I came nearer to Lilliput, I saw the king and all his lords and ladies standing on the beach. They could only see Blefuscu's warships coming closer, as I was swimming and my head was occasionally under the water. Therefore, they supposed that I had drowned and that the Blefuscan ships were attacking. But when they saw me walking out of the sea, they welcomed me warmly with cries of astonishment and delight. The king himself came down to the water to meet me. "Everyone in Lilliput is grateful to you," he cried. "For your bravery, you will be one of my lords from now on." "Thank you, sir," I replied. "And now," he continued, "go back and steal all the enemy's ships, so that we can defeat Blefuscu forever. We'll destroy the Bigendians, and I'll become king of the whole world." But I would not agree to this plan. "Sir," I replied, "I will never help to take a brave nation's freedom away. Lilliput and Blefuscu should live in peace now." The king could not persuade me, and unfortunately he never forgot that I had refused to do what he wanted. Although I had saved his country from attack by Blefuscan warships, he preferred to remember my refusal. From this time on, I heard from my friends that there were secret conversations in the palace between the king and some of his lords who were jealous of me. These conversations nearly led to my death in the end.